Hello everyone, and welcome to Mo's Long Look, a chance for me to reveal some of the more interesting stories of European football that may have passed you by in the relentless pace of the week-to-week action. Now, what better place to start than a team and a story that has captured the imagination right across Europe and reminded us all of that last golden age of Italian football. On May 31st, 2015, Silvestro Varela of Parma scored a last-minute equaliser to rescue a point away at Sampdoria. There were no celebrations from the Parma fans, as they had long since known that they were leaving Serie A behind. Their bankruptcy and subsequent relegation had been confirmed a full 2 months before. This was the final act of the worst season in the history of a club that had been a European giant not much more than a decade ago. At that stage, it was also set to be their last. Three years later, another late goal was celebrated with a lot more gusto. Foggia's Roberto Floriano also made it 2-2, but this draw meant that Parma had made it from Serie D to Serie A in just 3 seasons. The club that brought Zola, Asprilla, Crespo, Cannavaro and Buffon to the attention of the world were back in the big time, and the world was listening. The story was covered far and wide, including by Rory Smith, chief football correspondent of the New York Times. I asked him about the enduring appeal of this unfashionable club from a city dwarfed by the nearby powerhouses of Milan and Turin.
Yeah, there is a kind of uniqueness to Parma's story, I think, that the fans are really conscious of, that they're really proud of, and that the clubs were kind of trading on. And that obviously is not only the circumstances in which they, Calisto Tanzi and the kind of the great Parma teams of Thuram and Buffon and Zola and Asprilla that everybody remembers, but also what happened when Parmalat went bust and the subsequent administration, and then this weird story then being sold to all sorts of people. They were sold for €1 twice in a month. Eventually, they're relegated, and then they for the first time ever in Italy, they bounce back through 3 leagues at once and are back in Serie A. And I think that romance has kind of captured people's imagination.